The Sesh Podcast, episode 187, take one. I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right words to say. I know they don't sound the way I plan them to be. But if you walk around the world, make you fall for me, I promise you. I promise you.
Kendall couldn't think of an intro. Yeah. So that just came to mind.
Could not think of the right words to say.
So.
What do you even say these days? Happy to be back in America, the greatest country of all time.
Fun fact. The American Eagle sound isn't actually like the big...
Yes, you were telling me that.
It's like a... They took it from a like...
From a little bird?
Like a crow or something.
It's like America.
America, fuck yeah.
When I got to U.S. Customs this week, I got down on the ground and kissed the floor.
Did you?
So thankful to be back in this wonderful country.
Were you?
No, but for real, I was like, fuck, I'm back.
You're back.
God damn it.
Hey, they got Taco Bell here.
That is true.
They got Taco Bell here.
Oh, I was happy to be getting out of the country, though.
You left at a good time.
The ship popped off as soon as I landed in Costa Rica. I got the news.
I would say you left at a great time.
Which we will chat more about what the fuck has happened. What has during our dark week?
What hasn't happened, really?
A lot has fucking happened.
It's insane here.
Well, I am happy to be back because I love being here with y'all.
Welkie, welkie.
Mm-hmm.
How was your trip?
It was lovely. It was wonderful. Costa Rica is a beautiful country.
It is.
God, it really is just magnificent. The people are wonderful.
The vegetation is mind-blowing there.
It is.
The amount of tropical plants. I'm like, I know. These hoes would die in 10 minutes coming here to Denver, Colorado.
I know. Yeah, it's true. We'd be dry out here.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just love Costa Rica. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, the food was amazing. The food was amazing. Oh,
lots
my god,
lots of beans and rice, which I'm sure you were into because that's like your favorite.
The beans, and I had like a whipped black bean. It was almost like we kept calling it black bean pudding. It was so good.
Was
I would
like
just whip it back out later. No, it wasn't sweet, but it's just
like, was it like a refried bean kind of thing?
Yeah, but with black beans. Mm-hmm. And god, I love the beans. It's so good.
What was your favorite
I
dish?
Could live there.
Yeah.
Oh, we had some really good mahi-mahi with this white wine sauce on top. So good.
Dude.
So good. But
Did you have some plantains?
Yes, I had plantains. They were really good. Holly was not into the plantains. I was surprised because she loves bananas. But yeah, it was bomb.
Really? Oh, I really love good plantains. Food. Did you see monkeys?
I didn't see any monkeys. So we were staying in Potrero. Potrero. I'm probably saying that wrong. Does that sound right, Curly?
Is it Portero?
Yes. Is that what it is? It'd sound much better. I think so. It was really cool, though. Very much like a beach town.
Yeah.
The monkeys and the sloths and stuff you had to drive to, which my sister did. She did like a adventure park thing that they had a sloth sanctuary. So she got to see all the cool animals. I didn't really see any animals like that.
Okay.
But I saw some frogs. I saw hermit crabs.
Oh, ooh. Fun. Mm-hmm. Was Club fun. Crab making its way back?
No Club Crab.
Damn,
we were in the daytime, not drinking. But Holly held the hermit crab. I was very proud of her. It was just crawling around her hand.
Nice.
But yeah, just beautiful. Lots of beach time. Just chilling. We rented cars, and that was really cool. I recommend that. You should do that next time you go.
Yes, definitely want to.
We drove all over it. We also went to Tamarindo, and that was a really cool area as well.
I've heard much more like about that area.
Yeah, much more going on there. Lively.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really cool. The people were just so kind.
They are
wonderful, wonderful people down there.
I wonder if they have a lot of I wonder if they have a lot of tamarind in Tamarindo.
I was wondering that too.
Yeah.
God, it sounds so much better when you say it.
Tamarindo.
Yeah, it was just really cool, though. Great experience. I would definitely go back to Costa Rica. The water was crystal clear.
It looked beautiful.
It was so, so clear. I didn't see a speck of seaweed the entire time. Like, it was just stunning.
Was it warm?
Warm.
Was it raining?
One of the days it rained, and it was the last day we were there, and we
packed and we did some massages. And so it was like kind of the perfect day. We got great weather the rest of the time, which is kind of, it's technically rainy season, but they call it little summer in July, where it's kind of this window where it's a little better weather. And yeah, we lucked out.
Pura Vida. Great.
Yep. Pura Vida.
So pretty.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
I miss it so much. I love
I was like living my surfer girl dream.
Ooh, surfer girl dream.
I was boogie boarding it up.
Ah, love boogie boarding.
Mm-hmm. We had huge waves one day and it was so fun. Like I could actually get on the top and kind of ride it before it even broke.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So fun.
Ah, love boogie boarding.
Oh my God, it was so much fun. I took some tumbles, definitely went under completely. Like sometimes where you just, you know, you're fucked, you got to just surrender and let it happen.
Yep.
There was one where I tried to swim underneath it, but it was so strong that my whole body did this like fish tail. I could just feel like my spine. And that night I was like, fuck, okay. So I'm
like
older
where
now.
You don't know what is up from down.
Yeah, yep. And my poor dad, like, he didn't want to get in the water. He has a bad knee. It probably needs to be replaced eventually here. He had an ACL surgery probably 15 years ago, 20 years ago, maybe. And he was like, he really had to pee. So he ventured out there and I was like, all right, dad, be careful. And he's like, I'm going to go between the breaks, because he grew up in Miami. So he's like, thanks, whatever. So he goes out there and there were no breaks. Like he just, I was watching him and this huge wave was bigger than his head, dude, just right over the top of him. He went completely down. We all just like ran towards him. He's like, I got up and I saw you all running. And it was then that I knew I'm actually old now. It's like, he was so sad.
Aww.
But yeah, he was kind of bumming because he just found out that he has like major hearing loss too from all the concerts over all the years. He's asked to get a hearing aid. I know. So he was, kept making jokes about how he's old the whole time. I was like, all right.
Aww.
But yeah, it was super, super fun. My sister was there. Holly just had such a great time, loved the water. There was one point where I was out there with her and the waves were complete. They were very mellow when we first went out. And then all of a sudden the huge one came and I was like, fuck. And I had her, of course, her like whole life jacket on and everything, but I didn't want her to like get hit in the face. Yeah. So I like literally held her up and the wave just went over my head and just missed her. And that was the last time she went in the beach. Because it got a little crazy after that.
But. That's so fun. I'm glad you guys had a good time. It was so pretty. The food looked amazing.
Yeah. Mm. Speaking of food, too, I went and bought you guys a whole... I wasn't going to bring anything back because I didn't really have suitcase room. But then I started packing us up and I realized that the entire right side of Holly's bag, I had packed diapers and they were gone. So I had a whole half a suitcase and I filled it with shit for you guys.
Let's go.
The last night Josh and I drove down there, and driving there at night, that's a whole different beast because people just be walking the streets, dogs coming out. It was so bumpy. We were like up a mountain. So we risked our lives for you guys.
Where'd you go? Like a grocery store?
Yeah, just the market, which was super fun.
Oh, I bet that was awesome.
Yeah, we went like to the market probably every other day.
Did you guys cook a lot?
Yeah. Yep. Did some cooking and went out to a couple of restaurants. This area is like so chill. There's not that many restaurant options. One of the nights we went to like an American bar.
Really?
And it was like the worst food I've ever had. So, okay. Nah.
What were they serving?
Like burgers. I got like Alfredo and it was just tasted like butter. And yeah. Speaking of which, Josh got like fucking sick. He got like the traveler's illness. He's at home. Didn't make it. They had a guest for Lights Out today. They had to cancel.
Dude, that
and it was bad. Yeah. So sorry, I'm kind of a zombie. I was up a lot with him last night. He was just miserable, dude. I think that's the sickest I've ever seen him.
Ugh.
I just checked in on him. It seems a little better.
Thing is just
worse.
Just like he couldn't even get water down. No, it was
and then you're so thirsty. You're so dehydrated and miserable. Mm-hmm. You're like trying to drink.
Yep.
And then you throw it back up. It's horrible.
Yeah. He was not doing well.
Poor dude.
But yeah, definitely recommend Costa Rica. Oh, I met a couple of fans too. Was really cool. I met this one girl on the beach. We went on like one of those big catamarans with like a group of 20, 30 people. And they took us in small boats from the beach to the catamaran. Yeah. And we were just waiting to board it. And this girl walked behind me and she was just like, Kendall? And I was so confused. I was like, there's no way she just said Kendall.
Yeah.
And I turned around and she was from Costa Rica too.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
And yeah, she was really, really nice. I can't remember her name. She was so, so sweet. Met her and her boyfriend. And then I met another fan in Tamarindo. And then on the airplane on the way there. So that was kind of fun. Got to meet some people. It was just great, you know, nice downtime. And like I said, it worked out well getting the
the news of the craziness going on here. As soon as I landed, it was like 5 minutes after we got in the car that I found out about what happened at the, it was a Trump rally, correct? Yep. Yeah. Butler, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Fucking nuts.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Really, really scary.
I was like, because you texted me. That's how I found out first. You knew like right away.
Yeah. I had just happened to get an alert on my phone. And yeah. I was like, no. Or I think it was Twitter. And then I saw the trends.
I was so confused at first.
Yeah.
Dude, that is some crazy shit.
I just can't believe that can even happen.
Yeah.
And I'm very sus of it. And I don't want to get into all that. But it'll be interesting to see the full report that's done on it, the investigation, because I don't know. I feel like the head of the Secret Service needs to lose her job.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Yeah, I'm wondering that too.
And I mean, you know, without getting too much into it, I know people are seeing all the clips out there. Tons of people got phone footage of it, different angles, footage of the dude up on the building laying down. Like yep. He was there for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sketched out. I feel like something weird is going on
there. It's absolutely crazy.
It is.
As everyone says, we are living in unprecedented times.
We definitely are.
We've been living in those times for like a decade.
Just mass event after mass event, living through history. It's crazy. Yeah, God, I feel just so, so badly for that firefighter and his family. Yes.
So sad.
I was watching an interview of a guy who just happened to be in the crowd, and it's probably pretty graphic. I shouldn't get into all the details, but he tried to help that man. What was his name?
Corey.
Compatore. Really sad.
It's horrible.
And that was like, what's crazy too, is that was, I believe, like the 13th mass shooting to happen in either Pennsylvania or in Butler since July 1st. But I heard they've had a lot of shootings there recently, gun violence, which is like the whole country. But yeah, you don't hear about it much.
I didn't know that, actually. That's crazy.
I know.
Doesn't surprise me. It's just out of control here in America.
I don't know. I guess I am surprised that could happen, though, that someone's able to get that close. And, you know, the way that Secret Service had only their bubble, he was like just outside of the bubble, and it was local police that were responsible for that area. And,
yeah.
You know, there's all these weird videos of people pointing him out. The shooter's over here. He's got a gun. And nothing happened. I don't know.
I'm surprised. Honestly, I'm not surprised that happened. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more.
Really?
Yeah. It's America.
Yeah. But like, I mean, things like that happen all the time, but it's thwarted.
What?
Thwarted. Isn't that the word? Like, it's stopped.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There's assassination attempts all the time. We just don't hear about it. There was just one with Iran. I'm sketched out.
It's very scary. It's
fucking weird. Yeah, terrifying.
It's very scary. I don't know. It's not really that surprising to me, though, to be honest. And also, like, Trump is such a polarizing figure.
No, I know tons of people want him dead, obviously. But just to actually be able to get a shot at him.
No. Yeah.
I'm honestly surprised it didn't happen sooner. Like, with Trump.
Really? I'm sure there's been tons of attempts, but we just don't hear about it.
What is it? A week after, 8 days later, Biden says,
yesterday.
I'm out.
Yep. Yeah. Which needed to happen and should have happened a long fucking time ago. I feel like he really didn't have a choice.
No,
I read Obama called his ass too and was like, dude, hang it up.
I think all of the major figures in the Democratic Party were like,
yeah,
you don't have a chance, and you know you're not going to get any funding for this, and so it's either you need to get out or we're straight up taking the L.
I can't remember if it was Congress or the Senate, or they did a poll and it was like 2/3 wanted him to step down. I feel like everyone in the country was like, dude, this is no. And they should have done it a long time ago. They really should have. To throw him out there in that debate. And everyone seen the clips. Everyone knew how bad it was going to be.
When he announced he was not going to go for re-election, I got like really sad for him just as like an old grandpa. Like I was like, he literally got like kicked out.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
He's just like an old
See, I'm happy
grandpa.
For him. He needs to go live his life away from this shit.
It's, yeah.
Why would he want the end of his last years to be this?
No, I know, I agree, but I just like felt sad. I don't know why.
No, I see what you mean. Like, yeah.
He just like us. If you pull him out of politics and his policies or whatever, he's just like an old grandpa.
You know, yeah, I do know it. Yeah.
I felt sad for him. It's sad, sad seeing him, like, you know, have so much issues over the past few months of him, like, really, you know, with the debate and everything.
Mm-hmm. And then the dude, he just had COVID too.
Yeah, he got COVID, which is interesting because he said before the only way he would leave the election as if he got it was for a medical issue and they got COVID, which I don't really think that's why he did it.
Do you ever wonder if he got COVID?
No, because I don't think that's I think they would have used that as a reason. Like he's that's like true. I've Maybe literally
they
feel
they didn't really make it a
like,
reason.
I feel, he's like I feel fine. I don't even have a fever.
He just needed it to go.
But I'm interesting because he hasn't spoken yet. Come today, which come? Is Monday.
Do not come.
I'm gonna come.
Do not come. I can't stop saying
do
that.
Do not come.
Now the clips Kamala. Of the two of them are obviously all over the place, and it's so funny to me.
Of him and Kamala, yeah. Trump and Kamala.
Do not come. I'm gonna come.
Yeah. It looks like we're gonna get Kamala. That's right.
When is Biden gonna speak? Have they announced a time yet? Because he's supposed to, you know, make an actual statement here, but I don't know when.
I don't think it changes much, to be honest.
What?
Do you think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
I just still don't understand that whole thing.
I don't think it's that funny.
I think it's so funny.
I'm like missing something because I don't get it. Like, what does that mean?
She was like, saying that it was like
you
something
like rattled
from
your
her
brain
mom.
Or something?
No. She was
it
saying
it reminds me of that book. Like,
Chicka Chicka Boom Boom?
Yeah. Chicka Chicka Boom Boom? Yeah.
Maybe it's a reference to that.
No, she was saying like the younger generations, including herself, her mom would say it to her. What do you think? You just fell out of a coconut tree. Like, you didn't just come out of nowhere. There are people in generations before you. You live within the context of everything before and after, you know.
Okay, I see.
It was, like, trying to be insightful. But, yeah, she's just kind of...
Mamala Kamala.
Falls flat.
Mamala Kamala.
For me, it's anybody but Trump.
Yeah, I mean, I'd vote for a bag of dirt.
Yeah,
personally.
I'd rather.
I'm going to vote blue for the policies and for the Supreme Court, but I'm certainly not excited about Kamala.
Hey,
anyway.
Jared Polis tweeted a coconut, a tree, and American flag. Amen, Jared Polis.
Ayo. I would love Jared Polis. Wouldn't have a chance, but that would be amazing.
I love him. He's so cute.
I love him.
He's great. Yeah, I'm actually very interested to see who she's going to pick for VP.
Well, we don't even know if it's for sure her at this point, right?
Yeah.
It's, I mean, probably. Isn't it? What sucks, like, we, of course, don't get a fucking choice.
Yeah.
And it should be, you know. We should poll people and actually figure out who everyone wants.
If you guys don't know the answer to this, but is it Biden who picks the new candidate or?
No, the delegates.
Yeah.
Okay.
She has to get the delegates.
Okay.
The delegates start voting in August 1st. So they
the people get really no say, like always.
Chances are it's going to be her since he like endorsed her.
Yeah, I think for maybe most people, it's a fucking show. And who's putting on the best show? Who's entertaining for the next 4 years? Which is fucking horribly sad because this is going to affect us for the next 40 years. It's the Supreme Court and the, you know, so I don't know. It's like so depressing at this point that I'm just like, okay.
Supreme Court people, please keep that in mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I really think the only person who would have a chance against him is Michelle Obama. She would just come out and save us all. I really think she could.
I wish.
She's like, I don't want. She's like,
do you
I don't
think
want
Kamala
any part of
could beat him?
I'm not super optimistic, I would say. I think there's a lot of work to be done. I do think she has a better chance than Biden did. Because of the fact that she is so much younger, and I know that was a large reason as to why people were not going to vote for him.
Well, of course.
Also, I mean, if you think about it, she'll have a lot of Gen Z vote, and that's a huge, you know, that's a huge piece.
Gen
of
Gen Z and millennials
she?
Are the.
I think
are
she
the...
will. Yeah, I mean, like my TikTok right now is people are excited about it.
I think young people are more excited, much more excited about her than they were about Biden.
Yeah,
I think there's definitely like a
it's not hard
new.
To do.
Hope, I guess you could say.
Okay, I like that energy.
I don't know. I don't want
to
speak. I don't
like
speak
you guys.
It. I don't want to speak that Trump is going to win. You know, I don't want to like manifest that energy.
I just like personally, I feel like there's never been a moment where I'm like, wow, Kamala just moved me.
Kamala inspires me.
Biden and Trump haven't done that either.
But Trump has done that to a lot
of people. I've had moments with Biden where he's inspired me a long time ago. Not as much recently.
Gen Z and millennials are the largest voter bloc in U.S. history.
Yeah.
Your vote matters. You have people listening out there.
There was a compilation of Kamala just being like, I love Gen Z. I love Gen Z. I love Gen Z. I love Gen Z.
I actually do love Gen Z.
I do too. Maybe they'll save us.
I'm very curious who she's, assuming she gets the nomination, who she's going to pick for VP.
Yeah, that'll be interesting too.
Trump's, I think it'll be Mark Kelly.
Trump's pick for VP is very interesting. Mr. JD.
Is it though? The same. I could have seen that coming.
I think that was stupid on his part because he's just the same. He's the same as him. Like, so why wouldn't you try to get someone a little? I think RFK would have been a great choice, but I don't know. I kind of started thinking that was going to happen. Literally that morning,
really?
We were all talking about it on the beach that it was a possibility because he had flown to where Trump was that morning, but then he picked JD Vance that day.
JD Vance makes me laugh because he's like shitting on
he
Trump.
Fucking hated him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a. It's interesting to see where we're at and to have really no one on the Democratic side that I feel is really motivational or, gets people excited. I feel like the Democratic Party has failed majorly. I think this is, if he wins, it's their fault. And that. I do. I mean, I think they have not listened to people for so long. And I know there were a lot of comments last time about voting for a third party candidate. I wanted to bring that up because obviously I think many of us would love to be able to realistically vote for a third party candidate.
Would love that.
I don't love everything that RFK says, but I do love that he is pro-choice and pro-environment. And I think he makes a lot of sense and could unite. We are more divided than we've been like since the Civil War.
Yeah.
And we need someone in the middle. And I personally think he would be better than both of them, but he has no fucking chance. And I know it's a waste of a vote, and that's our fucked up system.
Which I saw comments last time too, being like, that's, you know, the way that you get the third party some attention is by actually voting for them. Like, you guys aren't helping by saying don't vote for them. I agree, but not in this dire of a situation.
That's exactly how I feel. And I totally see your points.
I would say
it's that mindset.
If it was anyone else on the Republican ticket, then I'd be like, yeah, let's go third party. But this is like too dire of a situation. The fact that he could easily elect multiple Supreme Court justices that could fuck us for decades. That's another thing I don't think people understand is like, this isn't just for a couple of years.
No.
This could be for the rest of your life.
Chances
for the rest of your kids' lives.
The next president will pick at least two Supreme Court picks, I think.
And I don't know if you know this, but there are no term limits for SCOTUS. So
as long as they want to be there, baby.
Just keep that in mind. They will make laws that will affect people you love, mm-hmm. affect you personally mm-hmm. for decades and decades and decades and decades. So
it matters. And I totally understand why people are feeling so disheartened and hate both sides and feel like it's two birds, the same
one
evil
plane.
Party, you know, the same two wings of the same
bird,
evil
it.
Bird. I completely agree with you. And the system is set up so that third party candidates do not have a fucking chance.
Yep.
It's incredibly depressing. But at the end of the day, I'm going to vote for the most progressive policies. That's because that's what I believe in. But the Democratic Party, I'm very disappointed in.
Same.
Pretty shitty times we are in. I will be pleasantly surprised if someone can beat his ass. I will be pleasantly shocked. So.
Understood. Yeah.
Hopefully in the years to come, we get some actual younger people who
we
are
need
passionate.
Young, passionate people.
Who aren't fucking liars.
Yes.
Who aren't complicit in tons of bullshit. I don't know. I don't want to go on and on. I know a lot of people don't like when we talk about politics. It just feels like we can't not mention.
Also, the people who are like, guys, leave politics out of this. No. This is my rights that I'm fighting for and people's in my family's rights that I'm fighting for. So no, I will not be keeping politics out of it. I have every right to say this. And all I'm just saying, please vote. There's a lot of other shit you're voting on your ballot come November. So
yeah,
just keep that in mind as well.
They're normally massive.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we have to talk about this. This is like the biggest story that's happening. It's been going on for what, two months?
It's been at least a month.
Yeah. But it's like really blown up recently. Cody Ko and Tana Mojo.
Yeah, this is fucking crazy. Oh my God.
I had no idea who he was. Like, really? Never even heard his name until we decided to talk about this.
Oh, you never even heard of him?
No, I had never heard of him.
I'd always like heard of him, but I didn't really know who he was per se. Josh showed me a video of his like a year or two ago. I feel like I was pregnant when I first saw it. Because he does, I've only seen his videos with his wife. What's her name?
Kelsey.
Kelsey.
And I feel like she was the best part of the videos I watched of them. Yeah. Like I'd watch them doing reactions to like Tinder profiles or
they did a lot
You've wanted to do that for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've done a lot of reactions to like different reality shows.
Yeah.
So and a lot like of a like commentary channel.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And like comedy. The one that I saw, I remember watching was the one where they would like rate people.
Yes.
In the glass boxes.
They would
that
rate.
Old show. Remember, we've talked about it on here.
Oh, yeah.
Like what not to wear those types of shows. Yeah. Or there was like some dating show, like Marry a Millionaire.
Old, yeah, a lot thing. Of old
How can
reality.
He do that without copyright issues?
I don't know. I've always wondered that.
I think a lot of them are old enough to where it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Like they're old,
like early
old reality.
2000s. Huh. And yeah, they're pretty wild. But yeah. I've always like, I wasn't a fan of him, but I liked him. I thought he seemed like a decent guy, and again, I really liked his wife.
I'm
she
shocked. Very I had never heard of him.
Chilling down to earth.
His channel is huge.
Yeah,
he's
massive.
Following.
So yeah, we've gotten quite a bit of requests to speak on this. It's fucking crazy. For some time now, there's been a lot of speculation and rumors about his relationship with Tana Mojo. However, they have an 8-year age gap.
Right.
Tana started on YouTube. She started on YouTube, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
TikTok wasn't around, but before Vine she was.
No, she started in like, I think she started in like 2016. Her first upload was like 8 years ago.
In the past, they would collaborate, even though she was 8 years younger, and they would like run in the same circle of friends. And there was a lot of speculation back then, I guess, that there was a potential relationship there. Some people in actual real life noticed that there was like some weird sexual tension between them, and this is pretty nasty because at the time Tana was 17, almost 18, Cody was 25, 26 ish, and now as an adult with a fully developed frontal lobe, the thought of talking to an actual teenager that way is repulsive.
Think back to when you were 25, 26, and then think back to when you were 17, 18.
Yeah, that's such a crazy gap of time.
Dude, that's, yeah. I mean, difference. I'm 26 mm-hmm. right now, and the thought of talking to a 17-year-old makes you like,
right?
It's disgusting.
It's literally a kid.
Children.
I didn't know about Cody until the last, like, I would say year or two. I started watching him a lot. And like, I even went back and like watched a lot of his old videos just because they're really easy watches. And I always like saw comments mentioning Tana or like bringing up Tana. And I was like I kind of like saw it. You know what I mean? Like you can kind of see a vibe between them.
Mm-hmm.
There's just an energy
about
it. You
just get the sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 I see what you mean. There's actually this clip from 8 years ago where the two of them collaborated, and you can clearly see Cody checking Tana out as she stands up. And note, she was 17 at the time. Let's take a look at that.
What's up, guys?
Oh, God. It's that annoying YouTube. Remember in the beginning? What's up, guys? Welcome back to my channel.
What's up, guys? It's Tana Mojo and... I'm here with Tana. Not gonna laugh at my jokes
this
time.
Dislike this video.
God, she looks so much
younger. Now
the camera's
on, you're not gonna laugh at my jokes.
She's 17.
The way he like tracks her with his eyes, it's so gross.
So he really got his start back on Vine, right? 2013.
Rest in peace, Vine.
Vine was a good time.
Gained
over 2 million followers on Vine. That's a lot for Vine.
Especially back then.
Let's get it. Let's take a trip down memory lane.
Wow.
Memory lane.
You hear me?
Oh, he's giving David Dobrik to me.
Yeah.
Very.
You hear
Dobster.
Megan's sober now?
Yeah, she's going through chemo.
Wait, who am I? No, none for me. What a fucking nerd. All right, what's your favorite type of
EDM, dude, obviously.
How'd you even know I was going to ask you that?
Just vibes, dude. Vibes. Summer vibes, dude. Damn, that girl's pretty hot.
You should go talk to her.
What, like a fucking psychopath? No, I'll just DM her like a normal person.
Babe, I've been cheating on you.
Oh, thank fucking God. I hate you. I've been waiting to break up with you.
I was kidding.
Me too.
It's really reminding me of so David funny. Dobrik.
Yeah, and now they're pretty creepy looking back with what we know now. So if you don't know what's going
are
on.
Are they friends, him and David Dobrik? Do they like run in the same circles at all?
I don't know, man. I don't follow any of that
got it.
World. I have no idea.
Okay.
I feel like they would.
He now has 7 million combined subscribers from his main channel, Cody Co, and his secondary channel, Cody & Co. Obviously, he's losing some subscribers after this, but this doesn't even include his podcast channel, Insanely Chill, which has over 400,000 subs, or his social media followers, or his Tiny Meat Gang podcast. What kind of fucking name is that?
Well, it's fitting for him with what we know now. Tiny Meat.
Yeah. I guess that's true. Do you think that's why? That's what that means?
I think that's what short. Else would it mean? Cool, a tiny always, steak?
Does he know that he has a small peepee?
I think.
I'm sure he knows he has a small peepee.
I think it's kind of like celebrated, you know?
Interesting. Okay.
Which that'll make more sense later as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's YouTube's golden boy, though, right?
Yeah, I think he kind of was. Yeah. I mean, anyone's a golden boy if they're making gold for YouTube,
true.
Right?
Well, like David Dobrik was golden boy for a while.
Yeah.
Until he almost killed someone.
Definitely.
But yeah, he's been on the platform since 2014 and became popular with his That's Cringe series, where he reacted to cringy content like videos and like old TV shows, posts, random shit like that with his friend Noelle Miller. And he actually got married, like we had mentioned, in February of 2023 after dating Kelsey since 2017. And they had their first kid earlier this year in January. And to this day, he does reaction videos and especially videos produced by Jubilee Media and The Cut. So some of their series from Jubilee includes Middle Ground, where two opposing sides have a debate and attempt to like find common ground. That's a really good idea.
I love those type of shows.
That's very, very interesting to me. Odd Man Out, where a secret mole is in a group and has to be spotted by others through questions.
Oh, that is, I would love both of those.
Yeah.
My favorite. I love people debating. Have you ever watched like a TikTok debate?
Yeah.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah, except for some people on there are really stupid and it pisses me off.
I love it. Stupider the better. Really? It's hilarious.
It makes me mad.
There's this guy on TikTok named Kyle. I can't remember his last name, but he debates people at call in and it's so fucking funny. I love it. And then, yeah, this mole thing. There's this show, The Mole, on Netflix. I just watched the first episode last night. Season 2 finally came out. If you want to watch a good show, The Mole.
Really?
It's like the same thing. There's a secret mole in the group that's trying to sabotage. It's like someone who's trying to sabotage in the group. You don't know who it is and the game is to figure it out.
Is it like that one? What was that game?
Yeah, like that app thing that...
Oh, my God. I loved that game.
What was it called?
Despicable Me.
Among Us. Among Us. Among Us was so fun.
That was a good game.
Oh, I used to play that all the time. I bet I would love both of those shows. Oh, also there's Versus One, where someone speed dates many people in hopes of finding a match. Hmm.
Then there's some from the Cut series, which is called The Button.
And he's in all of these?
No. He just reacts to them, but he's in partnership with these channels.
I see.
Like, not partnership, but like he's worked really closely with The Cut.
They've like given him the green light.
That's how he doesn't get copyrighted. Yeah.
With
those
shows.
They probably flagged his channel.
Yeah. Good deal.
Yeah.
What is that called? Whitelisted?
Because it's like great for the shows as well. Mm-hmm. If some really popular YouTuber is commenting on, you know, the shows. Anyway, Truth or Drink, which is exactly what it sounds like. Also Line Up, where a person has to guess the correct answer out of a line of people. Yeah, he's obviously very busy boy, has tons of success. And recently The Cut deleted all of their content with Cody. You could say he got cut. But I got him.
He did certainly get cut.
Interesting. And now other creators are cutting ties with him as well. Also, he's a DJ right now in Vegas.
Yeah, he's like literally doing shows this week as all of this is unfolding. Mm-hmm.
Last year, he posted a video. It was like talking about him like starting his DJing career.
I think this year is just
his first residency. Yeah. But he has had like shows and stuff. And he has a couple songs too, like original songs.
Is he good?
I mean, I wouldn't say so.
So people are buying tickets to see him perform at Encore Beach Club in Vegas.
I guess so. Yeah. Even after all of this, which I'm sure some of you out there are like, what is all this?
Don't know.
What is going on? Well, let's explain. Goes back to Tana and how she has now exposed Cody for who he really is. In one of her first podcast episodes that was posted on August 3rd, 2021, she's talking with Trisha Paytas, and they talk about the situation in really broad terms. She doesn't specifically mention Cody by name, but she talks about how Gabby Hanna was, which... that's a name we haven't heard in a while.
Yeah.
She, I was curious what she's doing. She's back on YouTube, but I think she moved home.
Yeah, she works at YMCA.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Good for her.
The last time I saw Gabby was like that whole incident where, I mean, she was like clearly very mentally unwell. It was really sad. Remember, and that random guy like came in her house?
Oh, on TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And
yeah,
he was like there. And
that was so scary.
It was really scary. That was the last thing I heard about her.
Forgot about that dude. He like showed up.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just checking on her.
Yeah, it was so creepy. And then she was like kind of nice to him, but then got creeped out, I think. I don't remember all the details, but that was very scary. But yeah, in that episode with Trisha, she doesn't say Cody's name, but she talks about how Gabby Hanna was trying to tell the story of an adult YouTuber hooking up with a minor and was trying to sell the story to a publication. Of course, we can't confirm that Gabby was doing this, but it does confirm that Gabby was there. And it kind of all clicks when you hear what's coming later. But that the stories of Tana and Gabby were about the same event.
Yeah.
And so here's a clip of her talking to Trisha.
Wild. It's funny, too, because this, I wish I could just say it. Should I just say it? It's kind of fucked up.
Leap it, cancel.
Just should say just, it. Should I just say it? I guess we'll cut it out. But this YouTuber, I don't know if I was 17 or 18. I was like on the brink, but I was at a Playlist Live and they were like trying to hook up with me. And I'm like, it's something I never even like thought of again. You know what I mean? It was just like, yeah. And obviously it was like an older guy and whatever, but I mean, we're friends now. And like, obviously I'm not saying I should, it's right. It's not right. It's entire, but I don't know if I was 17 or 18 and I don't know if anything so bad ever happened to where it's like condemning them. It was more just like a flirty weird encounter or whatever. And a couple weeks ago, I got a call from that.
Should I say it?
I think that Gabby Hanna was trying to sell to them that this YouTuber like hooked up with me when I was like underage and that it was fucked up. And I was like, what if this was my trauma? It was fucked up to say, or like, what if this? It was so insane to me. Because after all the Escape the Night shit, I wasn't like super in it. Like, obviously, it was an experience, and you know, I could have a lot of shit to say.
Yeah, that's gross.
I know. I liked a Joey Graceffa tweet about what, you know, like, you know, just impertinence to like his video or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I get this call. Gabby Hanna called me and said this YouTuber was trying to hook up with you and you were letting
I hate that.
And
I hate
like,
that.
I didn't even think about the fact. I was like, damn, well, now that I'm thinking about it, I guess that could be something that could be, but it's mine to like have or not.
You cannot bring someone else's trauma public. Like, if you've never talked about it, if you're friends with this person,
and try to
like,
sell it.
How, like, entirely. How wrong it was. Ew. Yeah.
No.
Okay, no, ew. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know. That's like the one person, like, I actually think is like vile, like, disgusting. Like, you know what? Like, I'd rather like lick David Dobrik's nuts than like ever see that girl again. Like, I would rather, like, she's vile. And then, like, hearing that stuff makes me.
Which, again, we don't know if that was actually really, if she was really trying to do that.
Yeah. I don't know, though. But now that I'm starting to think about Gabby.
It's all coming back.
Yeah. I like it really blanked her out of my mind. But now I'm starting to remember how horrible she was. So then 4 months later, Tana explicitly named Cody Ko in another episode of her podcast where she is talking about her ex and how he accused her of cheating. And she explains in this episode that when he accused her, he was like, oh, yeah, then I will cheat. And this relationship she was in, not with Cody, was extremely toxic. And this part was cut from the original episode, but we do have an audio clip from the podcast. So let's listen to that.
I was 17 at the time, 18. Like, that's not what you do. But at the time, it was just like, oh, you think I'm this and you're treating me and calling me all these names and treating me really horribly and like using me for a lot of money. And like,
if you're going to say I'm cheating. Okay, I'm gonna cheat.
And it's like, if you're using me for mad money and making me buy hella shit for you and like, you know, forcing me to fly out to you just to be like super emotionally and like psychotically abusive, like shit, okay, bet. And so I started kind of hooking up with other people. Shout out JC Kalen, shout out Cody Ko.
Jesus
Christ.
JC Kalen, remember that guy?
No. He and Lolly and stuff.
What were they? What was their little like posse called?
I was trying to remember and I cannot remember.
It's something like O2L, what? Our Second Life.
Yes.
Yeah, because remember Nash Greer was part of that?
Oh my God, Nash!
Remember my boy Nash?
I forgot about Nash Greer, dude.
Remember I made that video? I was so pissed at him.
I forgot about him.
Isn't he like a kind of a good guy now and is like off living his... I've heard like good things about him. Yeah.
I have no idea what he's up to.
He was such a dumbass. Our Second Life. Yeah.
I haven't heard of him.
Our Second Life.
God, yeah, because
Ricky Dillon was in that too, right? They all lived together. It was like one of those houses. Mm. Like one of the first content creator houses. Yeah, it was before Hype House though.
God, does anyone still have like those types of houses? Like creator
7M.
Connor Franta. Yes. Remember Connor Franta?
Yes.
Well, Connor Franta, didn't he end up being like a really successful musician?
Oh my God. I used to watch. Oh my God. This is like bringing flashbacks back. I used to watch Our Second Life all the time.
Wow. What a different time. Content houses and stuff. And JC, I remember he was such a douche back then, but he was also an idiot kid. I mean, they were all kids.
They're like 15.
I know.
Yeah, they were like
crazy
15.
To think about now.
I
remember I was so pissed at Nash Greer with it. Him. He made the video about like, what?
Why were you mad at him again?
Because he made a video about, it's like so stupid now looking back, but it was about what guys, like it was like advice to girls about how to make guys like you.
Oh,
and it was like, shave your fucking legs. I went on this rant.
I remember that.
I was so pissed. And that was like a big video for me. I feel like a lot of people found me from my Nash Greer video.
Nash Greer, let's see what he's doing now. 26 years old.
Yeah, I think he's like, last I saw, I think he has a kid and he's like, kind of looks like he's living like a hippie chill life.
Hippie chill life. Okay. Mm-hmm. He says part-time video creator, full-time dad.
Oh. Damn, they were young then.
Yeah. Like,
he's only 26.
And his last video was 8 months ago.
Oh.
It's like a vlog channel, I think.
Our Second Life started in 2012.
Wow.
Wow.
2012?
You were still in high school.
That's when like YouTube was like barely a thing, I feel like.
Yeah, that's the year I started YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
2012, yeah. Yeah, I was in high school. Wow. Times were so different back then.
So different.
Crazy.
Yeah, that we're going on 12 years since then.
God damn.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Crazy times.
Anyways.
So it's interesting how that comment was overlooked until recently. Mm-hmm. When Tana has blown the cap off, as you could say. The allegations of Cody having sex with underage Tana really came to light after a clip of Tana's live show was posted to TikTok. And it was during a hot seat segment, which is like a rapid fire, kind of like spicy questions type thing. And one of the questions was, what's the smallest dick you've ever had sex with? And she just straight up says, Cody Co.
Yikes, little meat.
I love that.
What's this thing, Little Meat?
Yeah, Tiny Meat
house?
Gang. I mean, he knows it. Little Meat House. Get the world's tiniest steak at the Little Meat House.
Little Meat House. Oh my God.
Here's a clip of that.
Smallest dick you've ever had sex with.
Oh my God,
did
no one look at me, Cody
Co. I love that she just fucking said it though. So if you can't hear it, she says, I can say that because I was literally 17. And I completely agree. I mean, I think you have the right to just say it no matter what, but you definitely have the right to say it when it was statutory rape. So, yeah.
I'm glad this clip came out. I guess during the live shows, you're not allowed to record. And I believe this was the last show on the tour, and this was in Sacramento or somewhere in California.
Sacramento, yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't supposed to come out. Like it was supposed to stay in the show.
I wonder if she wanted it to come out.
Well,
I mean,
she said it to a group of thousands of people.
Yeah.
So
you just weren't supposed to be recording it.
But like, I mean,
well,
she knows. Yeah. She's been in the industry long enough to know someone could very well be recording.
Yeah.
She was just she did a really long podcast and we have some clips from it. But she basically said like, it's crazy that this came out because our whole show, we've been like talking crap about like all these people. Like, this is the only thing that's been posted.
She didn't say that this is like the worst thing that they talked about. Like,
yeah.
This was just like a little slice of it.
Yeah.
So it's just like,
I wonder what the rest of the pie looks like.
Well, maybe we can, I'm kidding. We can figure it out. They're touring. They're coming to Denver.
Ooh, I want to go.
Sounds fun.
Yeah,
it does sound fun.
But I think a lot
of
she's
so entertaining.
Yeah.
I think a lot of live shows do have like those little like phone cases or phone pockets.
Yeah.
You have to lock up your phone. You can't use it during the show.
I've been to a Giggly Squad live and they were fine.
I know. I mean, I don't know if everyone. I don't think everyone. I mean,
which I'm
no
surprised,
it, but...
just because it's like free advertising for you. You yeah. would think you'd want your people to be posting.
Yeah, I agree. It seems kind of counterproductive. But yeah, that episode came out. The newest episode Sydney was talking about. On June 21st, and Tana explains that when she made that comment on the live show, she didn't think it was too big of a deal at the time. But since the clip of her saying she slept with Cody Ko at 17 was posted, there's been a lot of talk all over the internet, as there should be. You know, some people are like, okay, were you really 17? Because there's been like, I was 17, 18. Right. What the fuck's going on here? Because there's a big difference. And she starts with saying, this isn't just some crazy tea. This was a crime, which it absolutely is. She explains that when she originally thought back about the Cody Ko stuff, that she didn't necessarily hold any trauma with the situation, as she was a big fan of his. But now as an adult, she can see that she was taken advantage of. But at the time, she wasn't sure she felt that way. So let's listen to her explain this herself.
It makes me sad that she was like, I was a big fan of his, so I didn't think much of it. And I think about a lot of people can relate to that.
It's that power dynamic.
Yeah.
And do my best right now, you know? I hooked up with Cody Ko when I was 17 and he was 25. Mm. Yeah, it happened. I'm trying to think about it from a perspective of like a younger sister or someone that I really care about. Even the other day, like I was texting just about her life and everything that's going on in her life right now. And I thought to myself, like, how protective I was over her, especially before she was 18. And if something like that was happening to her, I would never let it fly.
It's honestly fucking disgusting. And I also think when you're that age, you think you know everything and you think you're way more mature than you actually are. Yeah. And then from our age now, we can look at it in hindsight, it's 2020, and it's like, oh my God, you were a child.
I think a lot of things like that happened to me as well, because I really did have to grow up severely at a really young age. 100%. You know what I mean? Like everything. I was a 21-year-old. And because of that, a lot of shit ended up happening to me that probably shouldn't have happened, right? Yeah. To be 100% truthful, when I look back at the Cody situation, I definitely am like, why was he doing that? You know what I mean? And there were so many situations. There was a situation with Gabby Hanna at a Playlist Live where she pulled him aside and told him like, yo, she's 17. And then we still went and hooked up. Mm. And I can look at that and be like, why the fuck were you doing that? But there isn't a part of me, at least at 25 now. I mean, I look back and I would never do anything like that. So I'm like, what the fuck was wrong with you?
Yeah.
But I don't associate or hold it with trauma because I am such a comparative person where I'm like, so many worse things have happened to me. And that's bad. The circles and world I was surrounded in Vegas and then coming to LA, like those are, if you're in the wrong realms, those can be very sexual places.
Yeah.
I was just hooking up with people and having so much fun. And like, that's the way my mind, because I grew up loving him. And I think you know what I mean? Like I was just like excited and a fan. And I understand that that's where now as a grown adult, you can say you were taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
It is really interesting to me. I said that on stage, I was being jokey about it. And it's almost like the public's reaction to this has made me feel 10 different types of ways that I didn't feel before. Like I have seen so many comments, but what was she wearing shit? You know what I mean? Yeah. On some like, well, it's Tana Mongeau. And isn't that crazy?
Fucked up.
You know how I feel towards it. But now seeing all these people not believe me and say, well, what if she's lying or she's this and she's that and she's dramatic? First of all, there's nothing. I would never lie about that. Like, I'm not going to put an allegation on anyone.
I hate that so much because it's Tana Mongeau and she has a, I guess, contradicting past or controversial past or has done some controversial things in her past that all people are like, oh, well, it's her, so who gives a shit?
I know. There's been a lot of that people like tee up the story by being like, and it's Tana, and yes, she isn't a perfect person. I don't agree with everything. Why is that? That's irrelevant to the conversation. Like, yes, she's done some maybe shitty things in the past. Why does that have anything to do with this now? Even if she, because like from my memory, she's done some like stupid things. There was TanaCon. I can't even remember. I know there's been some like things over the years.
Even if she did say exactly something like, oh, and therefore she deserved to be taken advantage of.
Well, yes, exactly.
Or ask like, oh, what was she wearing? Or because she was, you know, crazy and partying when she was younger and whatever, and sleeping around with a bunch of people, like. So that has anything to do with this? No.
Truly, like, what is your point? Oh, now I'm remembering I'm not even going to bring it up, but there were some, like, worse things that she did when she was, a child. Some things that she said and whatever. But no matter what the fuck it was, no one deserves what happened to her. And the fact that this is being even brought up into these conversations just shows how sick we are as a society that we would be like, well, did she deserve it? Was she too crazy? She's so controversial.
What was she wearing? Why are people still... I can't believe people are still asking that in 2024. What was she wearing?
Yeah, that's... I don't think we're getting away from that type of conversation for a long time. People still have that mindset and they don't understand that it doesn't matter
what she was wearing, what she was doing, if she wanted it, doesn't matter. It's statutory rape. It's the fucking law, period. She was a child. He was an adult.
And just because, like, somebody's not, quote unquote, the perfect victim doesn't mean they cannot be a victim.
Yeah. What and is that, even a perfect victim?
There is no perfect victim.
Their perspective, it's like,
yeah,
they do have these expectations for the quote unquote perfect victim, if that makes sense.
I see what you mean. Like, even if it was the perfect Sunday school going, perfect preppy girl, has never done anything controversial, is it any different if it's someone who doesn't fit society's standards for perfection? It's absolutely not.
Yeah.
And the fact that even has, it's been really weird to see that brought up. That so many commentary channels that have been reporting on this started off with like a little like, yeah, I'm not like a big fan of Tana or anything, and I know she's done some bad shit.
I just think that's why so are you weird even
saying that? It's so irrelevant.
It makes it basically you're excusing what happened because it's Tana, like whatever that means.
It's like, but I'm gonna defend her here. Like, oh wow, look at you taking a stand, defending someone who was raped essentially as a child.
It's very odd to me. I mean, the age consent differs state to state, but in Florida, where this happened, it's 18, and she was not 18.
Period.
So that's...
She can't consent, therefore, it is what it is.
And not even just that, but also, like you were saying, the power dynamic. This dude, she kept saying over to him, she was such a fan of his, she really liked his, she was watching him forever, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure he knew that. And I'm sure that, you know, was in the back of his mind when he was with her. And it just adds to like a level of, it just adds a level of, I think, you know, just taking advantage of her because of the fact that also like, oh, well, he knew like, oh, she's a big fan of mine. She'll, you know, do whatever basically to be with me.
Yep. Yeah. And it's really sad that, you know, to hear her say that, you know, this trauma was relative, you know, compared to like her other things going on in her life.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, I mean,
some of it we may not even know about.
Exactly. Yeah. Like she's comparing it to worse things that have happened to her. And if worse things happened to her than this, and it's like, you know, I think Tana's a really strong person and I think she has matured and changed so much.
Yeah.
And I mean, honestly, like I kind of look up to her in that way because like she's talked about like going, you know, her sobriety or like, you know, like things that she used to do and like all these things. And it's like she's a real ass person.
And everything that happened with her parents.
Yeah, I was going to say, she had to grow up so quick. She was living in Vegas. She was, you know, when she talks about all the shit that she went through when she was a teenager, it's just.
It's horrible.
It's insane. And I think she is true when she said I had to mature so quickly. I feel like she has lived so many life experiences at the age of 25. And I really admire the growth and change that she has made as a person.
I do too.
I think that's more admirable than anything. I think that, you know, every person on this planet has probably done things or said things or whatever that if they look back on it, it's like, oh, that's...
It's just not on the internet.
Not great. Yeah. Didn't feel great about that. But I think it's how you move forward and, you know, evolve as a human being that is really admirable to me. And it seems like she's changed a lot. But the point is, even if she wasn't, and even if she was the exact same person she was when she was 15, it really doesn't change the narrative at all.
No.
And that's why it's so disappointing to me to see people be like, oh, well, it's Tana. What does that mean?
I know.
Oh, well, it's Tana. Yeah. And it would be the same if it was anyone else, but apparently not to some people. So she also talks about how once this started coming out and getting more attention, that Cody reached out to her and was like, hey, are we good? Like, is everything all good?
He's like, you gonna fuck my life up or what?
Like, I have a wedding coming up.
Keep that secret for me?
Yeah.
I have a wedding coming up. Oh my God. Also, so it just shows you once again, he knew this whole time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't said a word.
Not at least as of the day we're recording. Probably won't either. But anyway, she also made an appearance on Trish's podcast, Just Trish, last month and said that it was heartbreaking and crazy that no one believed her. I can't imagine how that would feel like.
Yeah.
Just terrible. She said after it started going viral, seeing so many people not believing me and being like, it's Tana, so who cares?
it's, I feel like this whole situation makes it harder for other people of, you know, sexual, like other sexual victims to come forward, because what if they're not like, what if I'm not believed? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I'm not the perfect person. I'm not, you know, I've done some things in my past. Like, yeah. Are people going to see it the same way? It's like,
is my past going to be dissected? Exactly. Am I going to be ridiculed for every decision I've ever made, everything I've ever worn?
Right.
Because people will jump through hoops trying to and justify it.
And also, like, all of our experiences are online, so anybody can go back and look at that. So it's just, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Not everyone's experiences are online like that.
I think people forget that. Like, she's been online since she was a kid.
Like, 15.
Yeah. I'm sure that if you were online since you were 15 and you had a catalog of everything online, you'd probably be like,
oh, 1,000%. Everyone I'm sure was dumb.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah, it's really sad.
It's about who you grow into.
Yeah.
You know? So this story has really gotten some traction last week when we were off after D'Angelo Wallace, who I was happy to see again. I didn't know he's like still making content. I remember he had like taken a break for a while, but he had some bangers for a while there. I've always really liked his coverage on stuff. He's so level-headed. I love his voice, the way he mm-hmm. speaks. Yeah. He's smart. So he made a great video on this and really brought the situation to light. I mean, lots of attention. Where is it sitting now as of today's Monday? 2.6 million. Wow. Okay. So the video is called An Uncomfortable Conversation About Cody Ko, and it was posted on July 14th. And he calls Cody out for his silence, saying, you absolutely have an obligation to, at the very least, call out the misogyny, the victim blaming that's coming from your audience who are defending you against the allegations that you are too cowardly to address.
I love that, because at no point in his video was he like, this for sure happened, because yeah. At the end of the day, like,
it's very
he was very much like, you know, I don't know if it happened or not, but this is the allegations. But regardless, even if you're not going to come out and talk about the actual situation, you should make a statement being like, the fact that people are just choosing to basically say fuck you to Tana and like, who gives a shit because of who she is, mm-hmm. is so not okay. And a lot of them are his supporters. And he should be coming out and saying, guys, like, you know, you can't say this to someone who is speaking about their experience. But I guess that's basically admitting fault. And I don't know if he, because then it's like, he had basically, if he were to say like, yeah, this is true and I'm really sorry, then he's admitting to essentially statutory rape, which is a crime.
Exactly. So he's kind of in a position where it's like, how can he address this? There is no addressing this. Like, you're done.
Well, I mean, statute of limitations, it's way past. So yeah. He cannot be criminally liable. Yeah,
but, no, but it's
your
well,
I mean, career.
No, absolutely.
If you admit I mean. To this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if he needs to admit to it, because, I mean, there's so much proof.
And, I think like, not saying anything is admitting to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, D'Angelo talks about how Cody is getting away with it because Tana doesn't have the best reputation. He brought up some of the same things that we did. And how Cody's fans have been victim blaming her. And he also brought up the fact that he seems to be censoring people's comments on YouTube, because if you go to his Instagram, the comments are way different, I guess. And then his YouTube comments are like fine. He's got word blocks or something set up. And then if you go to his wife's YouTube page, Kelsey's, all of it's coming there, which I feel so bad for her. I mean, chances are she probably didn't know this. And you know,
people are mad at her.
Like, you have no idea. Why? And it, like, I really feel for her, because
Doesn't really make sense, dude.
The postpartum, like that first year even, is so emotional. And for her to be dealing with this crap, and like, imagine if she's realizing, I don't know, you know, I don't know what she's thinking about him and stuff, but imagine, I'd be horrified if I found something out about Josh like that later in our life together, to look back and to know that my husband did something like that and I just had a child with him. That would fucking destroy me.
Also, in my opinion, like, she doesn't need to be talking for him or representing him, I guess you would say, in any ways. Like,
no,
this is, she has nothing to do with this, so why does she owe anyone a
no she absolutely a statement. Doesn't I just really weird. Feel for her that she probably had no idea.
Yeah.
So then in D'Angelo's video, he also brings up this clip, which hadn't really surfaced yet. I don't know how he found this. He dug for it.
Yeah, you said he
really dug.
Like, really look, search for it.
The dude does his research. That's for sure. Because this is a clip that really confirms everything that Tana was talking about before of Gabby specifically. She doesn't mention Cody by name, but when you connect all the pieces, it's very obvious who she is talking about. So let's watch the clip.
One time, I told a guy, I saw him making out with a girl at a party who was underage, and I pulled him aside and I was like, hey man, you probably don't know. I know she like looks a little older. She's underage. Watch it. And he's like, oh my God, thank you for telling me. And then he turned that.
How insane is that? So that's confirmation that he fucking knew. Tried to pretend like, oh my God, thank you for telling me. And then he does it that night.
Yeah, according to Gabby.
According to Gabby, but also according to Tana, I mean, she confirmed that she had sex with him. I mean, all the pieces are really here.
Yeah.
And it was years apart. Like, the when Gabby told the story was way, way years before any of this came out. And I don't think, I mean, nobody knew who she was talking about.
Right.
No.
So both of their stories just corroborated. Whatever that word is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he hasn't responded to this at all.
No. And he probably won't. What is he going to say? I mean, I feel like cancellation doesn't really exist. You can choose to address something, and you can see there are plenty of people. I mean, people are still watching Colleen Ballinger.
Yeah.
He could still have a career, and there will be people who follow him. There are people who are defending him for this now, which I don't know what is wrong with you people. Why? Why? It doesn't matter if you like this person or not. We have all had someone over the years who you've been a fan of and who has done something that has been wildly disappointing and let you down, right? That doesn't mean you excuse it because you like them. What the fuck?
Well, to this level, yeah.
No, I was just thinking
about a crime.
Yes, yes, exactly. Right. I was thinking about, like, the other night, me and my family were talking about movies, and we were talking about Pineapple Express. We were like, oh my God, James Franco. Remember James Franco? Yeah. Fucking sucks. Like, that was so disappointing, but that was it for me, you know? Like, and I think most people are like
that.
What
happened to him?
James Franco?
Yeah.
That was during the Me Too thing.
Oh, sorry. I forgot his name. Yes, yes, yes. I remember now.
Yeah. I mean, there's been so many people over the years, you know? Who's the House of Cards guy?
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey. I always really liked Kevin Spacey. Not anymore. Right? Like, that's fucking it for most
committing
people, right?
Crimes.
Yeah.
Right.
And there are like so many people still defending him.
I think like saying something or I don't know. I think there I do think a lot of times the society and the internet especially goes way overboard and it's like, you're done. It's like, okay, well, but like when it's a crime,
yeah.
You literally broke the law.
Right.
Right.
But what I'm saying too is like he could address this, and since the statute of limitations, he won't be legally held responsible. He probably could continue a career. Will he be as successful as he was? Absolutely not. Let's hope fucking not. But the only way to really like cancel someone is to like cancel yourself, like disappear from the internet.
Yeah.
Like almost like Jenna Marbles like canceled herself.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Very different, obviously. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But what I'm saying, like she took herself off the platform.
Yeah.
That is the move he would have to make to completely disappear.
I mean, but like David Dobrik, you're gonna, like, legit almost killed someone. He's still making content.
That's what I'm saying. There is no cancellation.
Yeah.
Like your career could be damaged, probably still gonna be fine. Colleen, still, I mean, not what she was, but she is doing well enough to have a career.
Yeah. I think there's different situations with
circles
it.
Of hell.
And but like this is pretty damn bad. What David Dobrik did, what Colleen did, like these are terrible, terrible, terrible illegal offenses that you are committing.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, most people still have careers, which is
interesting. Well, what I'm saying is it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. People were still at Cody's show the other night cheering for him, knowing full fucking well what is going on.
I mean, maybe people, I will say, and not saying that there's no sense, but I will say, like, it was a club in Vegas, so maybe a lot of people didn't know who they were cheering.
I doubt it. If you are such a fan of Cody Ko that you're going to his show, you know what's going on.
No, I don't think so.
Because it's a pool party.
I think a lot of people just want to go because they're going to Vegas, and they just want to go, and there's a DJ playing, and they're like,
that's what I mean.
Sounds good, yeah.
I do not think that all of his fan base is going to be done with him.
No, I don't think anybody's saying that.
That's all I'm saying is I don't think people will support him no matter what, even if this is confirmed.
Horrible celebrities, just like you said.
Yeah.
I mean,
people don't care.
I mean, look at Diddy.
There will always be.
They still have like tons of supporters, and what he was like trafficking people.
Yeah. Look at Trump. We know he was like hanging out with Epstein.
That's a great example. And then meanwhile, there's people gluing white pads to their fucking ears.
Yes. I mean, dude, he was like Ghislaine Maxwell. What's her name?
Yeah, I can never say her name. Gives a shit about
Ghislaine.
Her.
Wish her well.
Ghislaine.
All over those fucking documents. No one gives a shit. That's what society is.
They want to believe what they want to believe.
Exactly. They're going to believe what they're going to believe. So that's the move he's going to make. The point I'm trying to make is I don't think will address this, because if he does, it will make it worse. And he knows that he can skate by, wait for it to blow over to some degree, and still keep the remainder of the people that will stick around no matter what you fucking do.
I do hope he has or will. If he hasn't already reached out to Tana and actually like...
He hasn't. She said.
Yeah.
And she said she doesn't want an apology. Well, I hope he does too. Fucking apologize,
I guess if she doesn't want one, then, you know, that's fine. But I do think like...
I think whether you want it or not, you... If someone says they don't want your apology, that's fine. It's their choice whether to accept or not. You still fucking issue that apology.
I agree. Period. And I don't think you even need... And like, she doesn't have to go and publicly say she had one. No. And he doesn't need to make a statement like... Oh, I reached out to Tana. Like, that is between those two. And really, like, the society is owed nothing because it's their own issue.
I don't think he's going to say shit.
I don't know, dude.
How embarrassing is this for his wife and his child?
That's what I'm saying. Like, and that's really, dude, that's the real reason you should do it, because one day your child will find out about this.
Your son.
And they will see the way that you handled it. The fact that you didn't own up, that you didn't acknowledge what you did to another child. Yeah. And think about it. Your kid is under a year old right now. It's 17's quick.
What if that
they're
happens
gonna be that
when
age?
She's, when
that's
his
what
kid
I'm
is
saying.
17.
You know, when you're a parent, that should change everything. And I don't think there is anything that you can say to make this better or to go away. This is not something you can really apologize away, but it's something that you should, just for the sake of being a decent human, mm-hmm. you should acknowledge, own up to it, take responsibility, and try to set a good example for other young people who could go and make that mm-hmm. same mistake or who already have.
Yeah.
And for him to just do not, I think it speaks volumes. Of course, everyone in his ear, everyone in his corner, his management, his lawyer, whatever, is going to tell him, don't say shit, don't say shit, don't say shit. Be the bigger person and do what's right, even if it's not going to be what's best for your career. But I think
that would be what's best for his career.
I don't.
Well, also, okay.
I think admitting it is going to be worse. I mean, either way, it's bad.
Yeah.
But I think he has the best chance of like salvaging what's left of the people hanging on by just not saying anything.
He could say.
Which is not the move I would suggest.
He could say.
I'm just saying, that's what I think he
would. I don't recollect this at all. I thought she was 18. He could like, you know, be like, yeah, it happened, but I had no idea or whatever it is. I think that's better than just saying, I don't know.
Then we know that Gabby told him. We know that Tana knew Gabby told him. We know that Tana herself, the victim herself, is saying she knew I was 17. Yeah. Like, what are you going to deny
video,
what she's saying?
In the video she made with him, she was 17 and he's checking out her ass. And like, even the entire video has so much disgusting sexual tension. It's disgusting. It's so gross. Yeah. And also, I will say, I think that Cody is in the best position to say something because Tana is being so fucking lenient.
Yeah. Yes, she's not coming at him. She's like,
no.
She didn't do this to do any, like, she literally is like, I feel bad for his wife. I feel bad for his kid. Like, I wasn't trying to bash him or anything. Like, I literally made a comment on my live show with no intention of this being what it is.
Yeah.
And so it's like, she didn't. This kind of happened, like the news kind of came out because of just that TikTok leak.
Yeah.
Or, you know, so she's like, she addressed it too more on her podcast because she's like, I realized that wasn't just some, like she said, crazy tea. It was actually a crime.
Right. Yep.
And she wanted to like justify that.
Right.
But I don't think it's like hit her until maybe as she got older and to really what it is.
Well,
and,
you know, I also,
takes a different perspective. Well,
a lot
you get older.
Of times when you go through something traumatic in that moment, you don't realize mm-hmm. really what's going on until later. And you look at it from an out, you know, when you're older or when time has passed and you look at it from a different perspective and you're like, wait, holy mm-hmm. shit, that's, you know, much worse than I thought it was at
the
time.
See it or, with clear eyes. Yeah.
That's why I think that it's bullshit that the statute of limitations has such a short time. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, it's total bullshit.
Like, it's total bullshit. Because yeah. a mm-hmm. lot of, like you said, trauma doesn't hit until years later sometimes.
But mm-hmm. I think too, like just a big thing is in her, like her video, I think the biggest reason why she even is made that video is because she was kind of getting like, not hate, but like questioning of like, how are you just joking about that? Because she didn't like think about it until people were like, hey, you said that you slept with somebody mm-hmm. that just was 20. Overage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or when you were underage.
Yeah. And it sometimes it does take time for you to even realize that something happened to right. you and with a different lens, you know? And I just think at the end of the day, you know, he probably has a lot of people talking in his ear about what's going to be the right move for your career. And I think there comes a point where none of that really matters and your career and salvaging whatever's left is really not important anymore. It's the mark that you're going to leave on this planet when you're on your deathbed and you're thinking about your life. Do you want to really have been that person who brushed over something like this, that you committed statutory rape and you didn't say anything? You didn't even attempt to apologize. You didn't attempt to call out yourself for something that was so wrong and so vile and try to spread that message to the younger generation. Do you really want to be that person? Is the fame and the money worth it? You know? Especially when you have a child who is going to see that, who is going to know that you took the cowardly route and said nothing. And I think he absolutely should say something.
Yeah.
I don't think he will, but he should. But we live in a fucked up world and he probably will not.
He's also keep on DJing.
This is kind of a crazy side note, but it just kind of goes to show like who his friends are. So back in 2011, there was this whole lawsuit against Duke University because a former student claimed that. So basically what happened is his friend, what was his friend's name?
Colby Leachman.
Right. Okay. So Colby went to Duke and
So did Cody. They all went to school. Oh, right. They're in a fraternity together.
Right. All frat brothers. Which Duke University.
That explains a lot, doesn't it? That they're all frat brothers.
Yeah. Frat brothers.
And he jokes about it so much in his videos. Like, but
he's a frat guy.
Basically, there was this alleged sexual assault that happened between Colby and this other student. And there was a lawsuit against Duke University who claimed that Duke's response was basically inadequate and created a hostile educational environment. And this is interesting because, so a little backstory. She claims that she was drugged and then raped by two students, Colby and then this other guy named Brian Self, and that it was on videotape. And it's just horrific. However, they were not criminally charged and were not found responsible for the sexual misconduct during Duke's disciplinary proceedings. And a lot of people think that the reason why Duke didn't do anything about it is because one of the boys accused is the son of a Duke professor and stepson of the former Duke provost. So basically, like, they had like family members who worked at Duke and therefore.
And it's not confirmed who out of the two boys it is, but there is a professor who works at Duke right now with the same last name as Colby.
Yeah.
And Lori Leachman.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, again, it could be just be the similar last name. That is not a very common last name.
The fact that this was on videotape.
Oh, and
they did nothing about it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And the reason why this came out is because, I mean, this is disgusting, but Colby was in Cody and Kelsey's wedding as a groomsman. Yeah. And there's pictures of them at the wedding together.
Oh my God, yeah, look.
And he's still like,
he's still friends with it.
Yeah, he's like been Whoa. In backgrounds of their pictures and stuff.
What the fuck? Ew.
Yeah.
I think that says a lot about someone. By who you choose to associate with after knowing something like that.
Yeah. Clearly, he was at school with him too while this was all going down.
Delta Sigma Phi.
Sick, bro.
I think that's what. Well, that's what Reddit has to say anyway.
Delta Sigma Phi.
Yeah. Just obviously that has nothing to do really with Cody.
No, it kind of does.
Well, I guess so, because they're like,
I mean, he was in his wedding and in videos and
yeah
stuff.
I mean, can you imagine like continuing to be friends with someone like that?
It just kind of proves like who
yeah,
you are as a
so
person.
Disappointing, dude.
Especially when like your friends are a representation of who you are too.
Totally.
Again, I really do feel for people who are big Cody Ko fans. I know he has like a huge fan base, and that he was from my understanding, it seems like people really regarded him to be like a kind of a stand-up guy, and that he had like defended women, and it was like
kind of
a progressive type of dude. I mean, that's just kind of what I've heard. I'm not sure. But I know that there are a lot of fans, a lot of female fans who are heartbroken by this. And like, obviously, when this happens and you have to think about someone that you are a fan of in a new way, it can be really traumatizing and sad. And I do feel for people who are trying to make sense of this.
Yeah, totally.
It's painful. It's painful to that's why it's so hard being a fan of people you don't know, you know? You never really know someone until these things come out. And sometimes it's like the most shocking things that you would never imagine.
I think the internet has a very toxic trend of parasocial relationships.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like at the end of the day, these people are online. You don't
know
them.
Yeah, you don't know them. Mm-hmm. But like, I get it at the same time. And I don't want to shame people for having those relationships. I think it's good that we're starting to see the issue there.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people that they follow on the internet, sometimes they don't have good role models or friends in life,
yeah,
or
no,
they're lonely
true.
And you can like sort of develop these, parasocial relationships. I don't think people really realize the harm in that until recently, when some of these things are happening to some of like the most beloved famous creators and celebrities, that people are starting to take a second look at who you really idolize, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough though.
Yeah.
Can definitely be really painful.
Yeah. So last thing we want to mention about this segment is, and this is pretty recent, but there's talks about Cody dating or being with, on some degree, a 17-year-old girl years ago. Now, her name is out there, but it's on like Reddit and other YouTube channels. And so we feel like, I don't know if she wants her name out there. So we're not going to say her name and we're going to like blur her face, but I think it's still important to talk about. So this picture came up. She is sitting on his shoulders at some concert back in 2015. Based on calculations that people have done, she would have been 17 at the time and he would have been like around 24, we believe. Mm-hmm. And we believe this because people have found her friend who made a post for her on Instagram May 23rd of 2016, and it was a happy birthday, happy 19th to her. So if her birthday is May 23rd and she was turning 19 in 2016, then that would mean that April 13th, 2015, when that picture was posted of her on his shoulders, she would have been
17.
And he would have been
like 24.
Aye, aye.
So there's also this Vine that he posted a long time ago with her in it, and he like kisses her on her forehead. So we're gonna play that, but we're gonna like blur her face and distort her name just because I don't know if she wants to be out there or not.
Yeah, her social media is private, so I feel like she probably wants a privacy, you know.
Oh, it didn't work.
Kinda.
Fuck.
Damn it.
Assuming, when was this Vine post? We don't know.
All we know is that it was sometime in 2015.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was re-uploaded in June of 2015.
Yeah.
But it was a re-upload. We don't have the exact date since.
And we know that they were dating?
I mean, it's pretty obvious. He's like on her shoulders and he's kissing on the forehead.
Or at least had like a thing.
At least had some kind of like sexual relationship.
Maybe. Allegedly.
If this was re-uploaded in June, her birthday's in May, we think, then maybe she was 18 at the time. But regardless, he was several years older than her.
Dude, what the fuck? What is wrong with him?
Also, just a side note. So Noel Miller put out a podcast, and one of the things he's doing is like reacting to some show, I believe, of this guy who's like into younger women. And he basically makes a statement saying, so he says, speaking of Cody, we have a documentary about Cody right here. And then he flashes to this clip from some TV show that they're commentating on. But it's like this old guy with this young woman.
Ew.
The fuck? Do you imagine being 25 sitting in classes pretending you're 16?
God damn, dude.
Just learning about like the periodic table and shit.
Oh my God.
You're like, yeah, yeah. Oh, gold. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Girls being like, hey, you're on varsity, right? And you're like, oh, listen.
I can't listen, talk
this
to
is
you.
This isn't a
good idea.
I'm here for business reasons, okay? There's an innocence about being 17 that's fucking creepy. And man, that shit made me want to vomit.
Which?
R. Kelly being 31 and like charming up 17-year-old girls.
That's weird as fuck.
And like the music producer like took the words out of my mouth. He's like, you know, you can just tell when someone's, you just know it. It doesn't matter how much makeup they have. Like, you just know it. I'm like, yeah, you do. How is it that, like, when people get rich, like, that's, like, top five things they get caught doing?
What, dating younger people?
Just assaulting children or, like, just, like...
I don't know. So, again, that really has nothing to do with him. But it seems like it was maybe the group joke that Cody was into younger women.
And I bet more will come out because, I mean, we record, as you guys know, on Monday and our episode goes out Wednesday. So it's possible by the time that this is up that there's even more out, which maybe we'll touch on next week, depending on things. But yeah, I don't think we're going to be getting a statement from him. Do you think he'll make a statement?
I don't know. I don't have honestly no idea.
I don't see it happening, to be honest. I mean, at this point, I don't think so. I mean, he's had ample opportunity at this point.
Definitely. Could say it at his DJ set.
Yeah.
His DJ set.
It was funny. H3 was reacting to one of the videos from the DJ set. And I think Ethan was like, he's probably thinking I'm surrounded by all these people, but nobody actually likes me. And I'm like, yeah, it's probably true. Nobody actually likes you. And like, what a hollow way to live life. You know what I mean?
The thing is, people probably do like him that are there. Even if they know, people know about this and don't care. That's the reality
we're
at.
It's so disgusting.
It is. It really is. I really feel bad for Tana. She went through a lot. And then all the creepy shit with Jason Nash, which is something for another day, but. Remember all that?
Mm.
Him trying to...
Yeah.
In the dressing room.
Yeah.
Eek. Yeah. Disgusting. Yeah, she's been through a lot. I'm sure there's even more we don't know about, mm-hmm. but good for her for speaking out. It's important. Okay, well, switching gears, I wanted to end off here on a fun note, as we like to do on this show. Normally we talk about a bunch of crazy shit, and then we do something fun at the end. So I brought you ladies a bunch of snacks.
Snack time.
From Costa Rica. I bawled out. I spent like $100 at the grocery store.
Let's go.
I also bought a bunch of coffee that I didn't bring, so that's probably why it was expensive. But
I love Costa Rican coffee. It's so good.
Oh, so good.
I want to try it.
I too. Okay, this one I already broke into, but these are from a brand called Mufi. And I really hope that...
They look like breadsticks.
Yeah, I think they're just like cheesy breadsticks. Mm. I tried to make sure that everything was from Costa Rica. There was one thing that I got that I think is from El Salvador.
Mufi.
I already tried those, so you can just taste those.
No, they taste stale and boring.
That's the thing is, like, their food, it gets so stale there because it's so humid. Like, you open things and then, which I just opened those this morning, so I was kind of surprised.
They're just really dry.
But it's really...
not flavorful.
I know, but things, like, go bad there crazy fast.
It's like Florida.
Florida.
Would it be good if you dipped those in, like, some coffee or something?
I kind of like
savory.
These.
They're kind of just like, I don't know.
Like boring. Croutons?
Yeah.
Boring croutons.
Yeah, they're, I don't know. They're right.
You want to try them? They're not exciting.
Can you throw us a biscuit? We can catch it. Ready?
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Good job.
No. All right. Okay, these are called... No? Yeah, they're just like really boring. These are boquitas.
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 What are
queso
they?
Queso blanco. I don't know. We're going to find out.
White cheddar. I saw cheddar,
so I was like, yep.
Yep.
So they're basically like white cheddar Ritz.
They look like Oreos, but savory.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Are those good?
These taste exactly like Ritz.
Really? I think they taste so much better. I hate Ritz.
Really?
I like the white cheddar. Do they have white cheddar Ritz? Mmm. They're like saltier.
Are they almost like...
They're more buttery and flaky.
Are they kind of like the Ritz cheddar cheese crackers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they taste just like Ritz. They're good. I like Ritz. I think Ritz are delicious.
I kind of like the cracker better than Ritz. They taste a little less fake.
The cracker as in, oh, these crackers,
yeah,
better than Ritz.
They're a little more like buttery and flaky. And I like the white cheddar in there.
Well, I can fuck with these.
Right?
They're good. They remind me of those like orange crackers with the cheese in them.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ritz?
No, they're not.
No?
No, like the Lance crackers?
They're like orange.
Like not peanut butter crackers, but with
cheese. Oh, yeah. Oh, like the Keebler?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Mm.
Okay, so these ones are the ones I was most excited about because I love anything like salsa flavored.
Ooh. Chicharrones? I can't see it.
Chiralitos. Okay. I thought these looked so good.
Are they corn or are they corn, like corn puffs?
I don't know. Yeah, corn flour. Oh, these smell so good.
Oh, I like the shape of them.
Oh, they're a little spicy. They're a kick.
They taste like those long skinny things in those like spicy...
Takis?
No, like the spicy Chex Mix type. Like,
Yeah. Those things. Mm-hmm.
They're like a pub mix?
Yeah. Not as good as I thought they would be. They smell better than they taste.
They don't taste like a whole lot.
No. They're like kind of spicy at first, like the outside coating, but then... I like the aftertaste.
These are good. So many of them. There's like a Mexican snack that's very similar to this.
Is there?
Mm-hmm. It tastes very similar.
When I was looking at the candies, Carly, they had the Salsketti.
They're my favorite. I love Lucas.
I know. I almost got them, but then it was...
We've had
Mexico,
them.
So.
Also, we can get those here, too.
You remember that nasty fucking chamoy?
Dude, yeah. Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I still think about it, and I kind of crave it sometimes.
Ugh, sick.
Ew.
That was so gross.
But you didn't like it.
After.
I know, but I kind of like it after thinking about it.
Really?
Okay, cebolinos?
Cebollinos.
Cebollinos. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So white.
It means little onions.
Little onions.
Oh,
so
fun.
I specifically got these for Janelle because she loves Funyuns. So I thought she could compare.
I love Funyuns. I think I've had these actually.
Yeah.
From World Market or something.
Oh, those look like actual onions. They're white like an onion.
Ew, I hate them.
Really?
I hate Funyuns too, though.
What?
Yeah. I know. I love onions. It's so weird.
You love onions. Onions are like your favorite food.
No. There's something weird about them.
Onions are your favorite food? That's a crazy statement.
I love onions.
Sorry, but Funyuns are way better than these.
I agree.
These are just like...
They're really bland.
They're really bland. They don't taste very good.
Mm-mm.
I like the cracker a lot. Not gonna lie. The first one we tried, or the second one, I guess.
Oh, I was like, what?
The breadstick one?
No, the
cheese crackers.
Yeah.
Those are good. I like those a lot.
Me too.
Feel free to have more because I think they're going to...
Yeah, we should...
Well, I guess we're not in humidity anymore, so they'll probably last a little longer here. Okay, so these are like Cheetos.
Ooh, fun.
Quesitos.
You suppose. I like how everything is a little ito or an ino.
I know. Ooh, these smell... These pack a punch.
Now, instead of Chester, they have a mouse.
Mm-hmm.
These look exactly like Cheetos. I feel like everything's...
Do you like the onion?
Onion's okay.
Yeah, those are pretty bland.
Ew, actually, I hate them.
I probably like it because it doesn't taste
that bad. Ew, the aftertaste of them is like bad.
Yeah? I kind of like the aftertaste.
Ew, dude.
I'm not a Cheetos fan.
It's like fish food.
What?
It tastes like fish flakes.
Ooh, I like it.
Tastes like what I would feed the fish at PetSmart.
What flavor is it?
Ew.
Cheese. Did you taste that before?
Mm.
You should be like,
no, but like, I... just feel like it was always in the air.
Yeah, it's like that salty.
I see what you... I'm getting
fish food.
I'm smelling fish food, but I like it.
Ew.
I don't really like... I like that these are kind of... They're softer than the hard Cheetos, because I don't like the really crunchy Cheetos. I like the puff ones. And these are kind of like a cross between the puffs and the hards.
Do you guys like those like shrimp?
I love shrimp chips.
I do not.
I love shrimp chips.
Shrimp flavored anything is,
No, but these just taste like fish food.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me that's not fish food.
Yeah,
it is. Fish.
Sick.
No, not my favorite.
I don't like
toasty.
That.
I don't get any cheese.
No, not much cheese.
I like the texture better than Cheetos, though.
Mm-hmm. I like
the texture was good.
I like the mascot the most because it's like it's like a Chuck E. Cheese type
it's
mouse.
Like Chuck E.
Okay, so everything else is chocolate.
Yay, my favorite. Let's go, baby.
Okay, now these are so good.
Oh my god, I got those when I went to Costa Rica.
Really? This brand is really big there, Brit. And everything I had from Brit is so good. We got a couple of things.
I got like a 20 pack of different flavors.
Oh, I had these really good coconut pirouettes. I couldn't find them again to get you guys more, but they were so good.
The pineapple one of those is a bomb.
Oh, is it?
Is that guava?
I was thinking, I debated between that and I got the banana.
Is that guava?
Ooh, I haven't had the banana.
Okay, but these are guava.
Yum, I
love
guava.
They're kind of like, you know, unexpected, but we were all loving these down
yes,
there.
Yes, I've had these. These are so good. Oh, I'm glad you got them because I ate them, you know, a while back.
Guava is one of my favorite fruits.
Mm. I love guava. I kept looking for guava everything. Guava's not that big down there.
No, it's bigger. It's a lot bigger in like it's big in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Every time I go, we would always you can't bring them past the border because it's fruit.
Yeah,
we would try to smuggle them across the border.
It's huge in Hawaii. I was looking for. I always get these like guava cakes in Hawaii, and they're so good. Or like guava bread.
Oh.
It's delicious, dude.
Oh, I love the
packaging. Me and my sister were looking up and down. We went to like three different markets, couldn't find anything guava like pastry.
Mm.
We did have a passion fruit cake one night, though. Oh my God, it was so good.
Yum. But now I miss Costa Rica. It's making me miss it.
It's so much fun.
I loved it there.
We should all go back.
That was so pretty.
Okay, well, let's try the banana ones. What do you guys think of the guava? Kind of funky. You wouldn't expect guava and chocolate, but.
I really like it.
I know, aren't they bomb? Mm. Okay, so these are the same thing, but banana. Oh, and they're bigger.
I love banana flavor.
Mm-hmm,
oh my God. Just smell
them. If it's
them.
Good banana. Fake banana, I hate.
Like those banana candies.
Oh.
Like the runs?
These, oh, yeah. Yeah, I hate those. Those are so gross.
These are kind of like, are like almost like malty inside.
Mm. Are they almost like a freeze-dried banana?
Kind of.
Holy shit.
I really good.
These are like, what are those? Malt balls.
Whoppers. Oh,
I love Whoppers. I know Whoppers. They're very controversial.
Oh, I love Whoppers.
I
too.
Love Whoppers. These
like
kind of like
Whopper melting in your mouth.
Doesn't have the Whopper texture and taste with a banana in it.
Mm-hmm. One of Josh's favorite is like chocolate malt. Will like he used to make us all the time like actual chocolate malt drinks.
I love chocolate malt.
So good.
Malt is so much better than like regular chocolate.
I agree.
Mm. Wow, these are really good.
Agree to disagree on that one, girls.
Oh,
I know. I'm not a big malt girl.
Yeah, they really hit it with the chocolate, man.
I didn't know that they called...
I agree. All the other snacks were kind of mid. Pretty mid.
I don't know if they called bananas because in Mexican Spanish, it's plátanos. It's banano.
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 Oh, banano.
Peel. Banana.
What I like that.
Really good.
The texture is interesting.
It's got a nice banana essence.
Mm-hmm. It's like a freeze-dried banana.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
It's like one of those bunny snacks you used to give your bunnies, which, yes, I had.
Oh, yeah. I ate those all the time.
They're just
fruits. Yep.
They're good.
Yep.
Mm. Those aren't even for bunnies. Those are just freeze dried, so you can buy them and like they're kind of.
I used to eat Athena's all the time.
Yeah.
Never
they're
share
good.
Them.
The peas, too. I used to always give them the peas.
I would also have
love the bunnies
too.
Or the carrots. Okay. These ones are not from Costa Rica, but I was like, I already bought them, so I might as well. I think these are El Salvador.
Okay.
But they just looked funky. These are more banana. They're called Play.
Those look like they're going to...
Gomitas Play.
They're going to look... Mm. They look like they're going to be fake tasting, which I am not a fan
of
personally.
I love fake banana
really?
Taste. Yeah, like runts. Banana runts are my favorite
saying.
Thing.
Ew.
You guys were just saying that. Sorry, yeah. I'm zoned out. I was looking at
it's
the labels.
It's not...
I love
Whoa,
runs.
That's
Ooh,
not what I was
and they're
expecting.
Sugary covered.
Are they squishy?
Ooh, yes.
Ooh, that I'm excited for those.
Ew, they smell horrible. They smell fake.
Very runty. Very runty.
Ugh.
I love it. Mm. Oh, it reminds me of the fluoride at the dentist, the banana flavor fluoride. I always love that.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Ew, I hate Ford.
I love the Ford trays.
Texture is 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. I'm eating the rest of it just because of the texture.
The crunchy coating. Mm. It's so banana fluoride, though. Straight up dentist in my mouth. Caught that. Really?
No. I have a question. When you go to the dentist, do they give you an option to get fluoride treatments?
Yeah.
Do you get them?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I never get them.
Because I like the taste of them. You don't get them?
No. Because of your pineal gland.
Oh, right. You don't want to be a dumb sheep.
I already am. According to half the population, it's okay though.
Fluoride's in fucking everything.
I fuck with these. You liked them?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. If you like fake banana, you would love it. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
The texture is delicious.
It's right up a fake banana alley.
the fake banana alley.
Okay. So let's try. Okay. This brand was really big here. Jax. Barquillos?
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 Barquillos.
Sorry. It's okay.
Barquillos. Oh, they're like little like chocolate cigars. Kind of, huh?
Yeah. Like really. Like, I thought they were like pirouettes maybe.
Is that what the, you know, the one in the tins, right?
Yeah. Like Christmas.
Yeah. Tornadoes. Yeah, we had pirouettes down there. There was a ton of pirouette snacks.
Pirouette.
Like the Pepperidge Farm, but some of
them. They're crunchy, like fried plantains. So.
Yeah, we had some of
unbelievably good.
So good. These are very mid.
You're
giving wallpaper.
Yeah.
I kind of love that.
I feel like I'm eating.
I love that.
Wrapping paper.
You like wallpaper?
Yeah, I love eating wallpaper.
Oh, Krill, you can have this whole pack, girl.
Is it almost like wafers? The texture is really good.
That is my favorite. Yeah, the flavor is really disappointing.
There's nothing in it, too. I was expecting chocolate in there, but I can see Janelle right through it.
Maybe they're straws.
For coffee. I think they're probably coffee straws. I don't know. These would melt in coffee.
That's true.
Yeah, they would. Iced coffee. They're so wafery.
I love a
wafer. The texture is good.
Keep these in your office, then.
Oh, thank you. I will. Don't even tell me twice.
What if I hate them?
You're talking them up. Like delicious.
Okay, so these are like the same thing. Sorry, I'm going ahead. What do you think?
I love these.
Yeah?
Really?
I love the texture.
Love the wallpaper. Mm.
I love the... Oh. Mm. Yeah, I really like these.
Mm.
They're like vanilla-y. They're very vanilla-y. Vanilla flavored.
Yeah.
Vanilla.
But like kind of boring.
I kind of like
it. I feel
like
I'm eating wrapping paper or wallpaper.
Okay, so these are more wrapping papers, but they're mas cacao.
Chocolate explosion, like super chocolatey.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe these will be better, actually.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, these look better. These look like they have more substance.
They do have bigger ones, but they're, yeah. Oh, yeah. Better. Still not that good.
The chocolate's not that flavorful.
Mm-hmm. They're,
You know what I'm realizing?
Bland as a ball sack.
What the fuck? That was really
a good ball sack.
Bland as a ball sack.
That's how you want your ball sacks to be.
You want them you don't want them like pungent, dude.
No, you don't want spicy ball sacks. No spicy balls.
Do not want spicy balls, dude.
I'm realizing. Can you imagine?
Spicy. What if you dip your nuts in like hot sauce? Probably burn.
Ew.
I'm so sorry.
That just
naturally smelled like that.
Like hot sauce?
Yeah.
I knew this one guy in high school. This is really random. I was dating him.
His spicy balls.
Shout out to you. I hate you. You suck. He told me cigarettes. Yeah.
Got it.
He told me, which I don't know. I think most of the shit that came out of his ass was a lie.
Of his ass?
out of his ass and out of his mouth is a lie. He told me though that his ex-girlfriend was doing the deed on him down under. And
down under,
instead of like chocolate flavored lube or something, she used toothpaste because she thought it'd be funny. And he said it like burn his dick off. And I was like, deserved.
She used toothpaste on what?
Like, on his
what?
Penis.
She like and, squeezed like, it on there.
Yeah, like instead of like he thought it was like chocolate flavored lube or I don't know what it was, but somehow she put toothpaste on his dick and it apparently like burned his wiener off.
She probably was like, "You have spicy nutsack, and this is gonna help me get through this."
And I'm like, you know what? You deserved it.
You're onto something.
You deserve worse.
And he smokes cigarettes too.
Yeah.
That's not why I hate him.
That's not why she hates him, is what she said.
That's not why I hate him.
But we were young at the time, and I was like, oh no. My little cousin.
He would lie to me, be like, no, I don't smoke. And then he'd go out and smoke. And I'd be like, wait, I'm so confused. Anyways. Okay, what's this?
Canasta?
Canasta.
Canasta. Gangstas, what it looks like. All right. Mm. This is from a brand called Pazulo. No. These are like little cookies with chocolate.
Yummy.
I'm getting full.
I know. You got a lot of snacks.
I know. Sorry, guys.
You just keep whipping them out. You're like Mary Poppins up in
there. I know. There's only three more. Only three more. Okay. Let's see what we think of these.
Is it like little fruit in the middle?
Chocolate.
Oh.
Those aren't too bad. Mm. This gets better the more you chew. Kind of graham cracker.
Yeah, it's not terrible. You know what I've realized? I've been trying to say the sentence for like 5 minutes. I keep getting sidetracked. Every time we taste snacks that are not from America, I think a lot of times they taste plain to us. And I think that's because America injects their snacks so with like the most insane chemicals ever.
Yes. Yep.
So our taste buds are used to everything like tasting is super intense and like flavorful.
Extreme.
Whereas like this is probably made of actual food.
Yes.
And I think we're like, what? That is so boring.
That is so true. And we were having that same conversation when we were down there because the coffee kept tasting like not sweet enough to us. See? Like they're like iced mochas and stuff. Yeah, it's because we're all just fucking Americans.
Like the joke that's like, you know, Flaming Hot Cheetos would be enough to kill a Colombian child.
A Victorian child?
A Victorian child. A colonial. Victorian child.
This one, there's a lot of them. So I'm just going to give everyone their
cheekies?
Own pack. Cheekies.
Dude, we've had cheekies.
Oh, do we?
On one of, someone sent them to us.
Okay, I thought I recognized these fuckers. These were all over there.
Oh. Ow. Buck, sorry.
I bought the big pack because I figured they were
I'm
good.
I'm just going to have one of yours.
All of our cheekies are going to be cracked.
My cheekies.
I'm going to save mine.
I'm going to save mine too because I have had these before. These are very good.
They have like coconut.
Oh yeah. I do remember these. I like these.
Sorry for eating in the mic if you can hear me, but I love the sound of eating. So
yeah, Janelle was making me chew popsicles in her ear last week.
Last week we were having Otter Pops and I kept being like, come here, and she'd like bite down on my ear. I was like, yes.
Oh, I it's hate like live the flavor. ASMR. I mean the flavor.
Well, that's why we do these segments at the end of the show now. So that if people don't want, they can just tune out. You're all right.
Insight.
Yeah. I bet the food there was delicious and fresh.
It was the fresh food.
Oh my God. I had this lobster when I went to Costa Rica, like literally like this big.
Whoa.
It was so good.
Is there one more?
Shout out to the lobster.
Yeah. So this is like, I don't know. This is like a,
it's like a
cake.
It looks like a coffee cake.
Yeah.
Looks really messy. Looks like it has like dulce de leche.
Mm-hmm.
Is it dulce de leche?
Dulce de leche.
Yeah. So I thought.
Torta. What is it called? Torta?
Torta. Chalina?
Chalina.
Chalina. Chalina.
Ew, I don't like it.
Vagina.
You don't like it?
Vagina. Torta vagina.
Yeah.
It's probably like boring.
Sorry, Costa Rica.
Yeah. It's okay. I was hyping up. I love Costa Rica. I'm just used to having.
Yep. Flavor explosion on everything we eat.
Do you have to?
Not enough red 40 in this for me.
Do you have to declare your snacks when you on your way back?
Nope. Kendall? Customs was easy.
Oh, shit.
They search your bag on the way in?
Nope. Oh, not at all.
They took out my ship.
Mm. You know what this is? Is in Mexico, they have rice paper ones and it's like caramel in the middle.
Cajeta. It's usually called, I know it as cajeta, which is like a caramel.
Yeah.
It's like a caramel thing.
Same stuff if you try it. I used to love those.
That has been Costa Rican snacks. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that's going to be it for us. It's been fun. We'll be back next week. See what the fuck happens in this world. Until then.
Yeah.
You never know.
We'll see what happens.
Day by day.
Day by day, baby.
Hopefully we all survive another week.
That's right.
And we'll see you on the next sesh if we're alive. And until then.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Knock on wood. We will see you
Knock on all the.
We will see you on the next sesh. But until then.
We will see you because we will be alive.
Okay. You're making it very weird. See you on the next sesh. Until then.
That's what I do. That's what I live for.
Okay. Keep it fresh. Love you. Bye.